Welcome to the Jewish Sacred Aging Podcast. This is podcast number 5 in our series. In this program, recorded in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Rabbi Adras has a conversation with Berta Silberstein, the executive secretary of the World Union for Progressive Judaism in Brazil. The World Union for Progressive Judaism is the organization that represents progressive Judaism outside the United States. And now for the conversation, here's Rabbi Adras.
We're here in Buenos Aires, Argentina, attending the World Union for Progressive Judaism Latin American Biennial in August of 2012, and sitting here with Berta Silberstein, the Executive Secretary of the World Union for Progressive Judaism for Latin America from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Thank you, Berta, for your willingness to sit down and sit down with me today. Could you just explain to people what the World Union for Progressive Judaism Latin America is all about and what you do for them?
Well, from 2004, the World Union, through Miriam Wasserman, who had contacts in the United States, became part of our lives in Latin America. This region was always a conservative, a Masorti area because of the seminar, the rabbinical seminar in Buenos Aires. So the World Union began spreading his principles, his mission through our office that was established in 2005 after the first conference in 2004 in Sao Paulo. We had a huge people coming for this conference, educators, rabbis, and at that time in Sao Paulo there was no difference between being a conservative rabbi or a reform rabbi. We have only 5 rabbis in Brazil and 2 or 3 more spreading in Argentina or Chile. And so since then, the office in Brazil, representing the whole region, start working, spreading the World Union's mission and ideas and principles. And we had now our 4th biannual, and it was wonderful, the results that we are slowly getting.
And a lot of that, really, the credit goes to you. This is my 2nd time with you in Latin America Biennial, and it's an amazing experience to see these people who have come together from all over Latin America, Central America, to be part of this movement. For the website, JewishSacredAging.com, we're talking about a lot of the concerns with people aging and aging in congregations and how congregations deal with this exploding group of people all over the world. And we talked a little bit about this on Friday afternoon at the plenary session. But from your experience in your congregation in Sao Paulo, plus the other congregations that you work with in this region, what do you see happening in congregations in this particular region regarding how they're dealing with older adults and baby boomers, people gradually turning 50, 60, 70?
Well, turning 50, 60 in this region, they are not retired yet.
Right.
The age is 65 in most places. I myself will turn 65 in October, and I don't feel myself retired. I'm still active, and most people in the community, in the congregations, they are very active, even with the aging.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of young people involved, not directly with the old part of the congregations. They deal more with the children and youth. But in every congregation that I've been in and I have noticed, they, yes, have works doing with the elderly. They have a home for them if they don't have any other place to live. A lot of volunteers doing a lot of work with them. We have in my congregations every Tuesday we have the grandmother's club. So they have tea afternoon, and with activities with the rabbis coming or singers or dancing, or also they have a group to sew and to knit for the need. They also prepare the vest for the barrier, the burial ceremony. They go to other places like Campos do Jordão, where my congregation has a special place for the summer camps or winter camps. And in this city, we partner with the local government, the local entities, and once every 3 or 4 months, we take clothing and things there, and the group goes there and spend the weekend in the retreat. We have in our congregations computer lesson classes for the grown-ups, the old ones, and they enjoy it, and they learn, and they practice a little bit in computing skills, and it's a success. Every semester we have more and more people wanted to join the group. So this is my congregations. Other ones, they all have activities or groups dealing with the old people.
So the idea of one of the big issues in the United States for these age groups, from our age group and the generation older than us, is issues of caregiving. You know, more and more as we are living longer, more and more our generation is having to take care of parents, money issues, decision making issues. How is it? Are you seeing the similar type of action here in Latin America?
The situation is different. Mm-hmm. The cultural situation is different in our community. But besides the congregation, the federations, the Jewish federations in each state, the Confederation of the Jewish Entities, they have special, they try to attend special needs. Mm-hmm. Also, we have a huge and first world hospital in São Paulo, Albert Einstein Jewish Hospital, and it's number one in Brazil, or maybe in Latin America. They had the Golden Mayor home. Mm-hmm. For elderly people. They take care for every need they have. They live there, but it's not, you know, even having some of them, even having relatives or kids or children who could take care of them at home, they prefer giving them a place to be. Uh-huh. A different. So it's a choice. What I know from, well, and in Rio de Janeiro also, ARI, which is a Reform congregation, they have a home for those people. And a lot of volunteers involved. Some my age also, mm-hmm. some younger, but not, as you mentioned, the youth working with the elderly.
In the United States, and somewhat I think a little bit also in Canada, North America, it's not unusual to have families spread out all over the country. The children move, and do you see the same issue here in Latin America?
No, this is different here. That's why, yeah, culture is different. It's the contrary. I have two kids. They both married. They both went, we lived a little part of our their lives in the U.S. when we, my husband and I, were studying. But they went to universities in São Paulo. They live nearby. My daughter lives 6 blocks away, well, walking distance. My son a little bit further. But kids don't go away for from college.
Right.
They stay, especially in São Paulo and the big centers. They have wonderful colleges or universities to go, and they stay nearby. The family stays more close together than the U.S. It's a different situation.
Is that also in? It's in Argentina,
yeah,
Chile,
yeah, the
and
same. I saw in this a trip that I took to the south of Argentina, interior of Argentina, to know the small congregations that still alive in, and we have this work doing in Latin America to revive or to sustain or to make them still alive, the small communities in the interior of the countries. In Brazil, in Argentina, in Chile, it happens all the way. We had small villages that were founded, colonies, they say, they call them colonies. They were founded in the 1806, 1810, by the Baron Hirsch.
Right.
Colonies. They brought Jewish people from, in the beginning, from Russia, and put them in the countryside. Even where they didn't know anything about it, to how to live with the land or with the cattle, they had a hard time. Some are still there in small villages. You can find 10 families, 10 people, or 100 people and 20 families in another one. And there's a wonderful work being done here to maintain the Jewish culture, the Jewish life in those small towns. What we saw there, old people. So the fourth generation, the youngs, now they want to be in the big cities. So now they go to the centers. They come from the south of Argentina to Buenos Aires, which is the capital and has the better universities and job placements. And so it's an issue. I don't know what it's going to be, but kids come back for high holidays, for Pesach sometimes, to get together, but not always.
Yeah, we have a similar situation in some of the United States communities that were formed 100 and some years ago, some of them with the same situation. And they're not, the young people just gravitate towards the big cities because that's where the populations are. In South America, in Central America, what are the major Jewish centers? Rio, São Paulo?
Okay, in São Paulo, in Brazil, we have São Paulo with the biggest, the largest Jewish community population. Then comes Rio de Janeiro, which is very close. Then Porto Alegre, Rio Grande do Sul, which is in the south of the country, and closer to Argentina. We have Gauchos in common, and it's closer to Buenos Aires and Argentina. And we have, in the center of Brazil, in Belo Horizonte, it's another, let's say they have 30,000 Jewish members. Spread in the rest of the country, in the northeast part, we have also small communities still. In the Amazon region, we have them also. Not reformed, though,
right.
But the Sephardi are there because of the rubber cycle.
Plantation.
The plantation, and so they are there a long time. And in Chile, Venezuela, Bolivia, all the countries, it happens to have not only small Jewish communities, but communities that I would call them the Anusim. They found themselves with Jewish origins, and now they wanted to return. So this is another issue that we have to deal with.
Right. In fact, at this conference, one of the major issues has been how to deal with these Anusim, these people who have returned or discovered their Jewish roots.
You have no idea how many emails or Skype calls from people all over the Amazon. I don't mean a Manaus or, right. but interior, Amazon and Peru and Guatemala and Bolivia, asking our help to convert or to accept them, because they had some rabbis coming from the States that made mass conversions and that aren't accepted either from the Masorti or the Reform movement here. So we have to help them. That's why this is a very important and big issue, and we are discussing this in this conference.
So I have to ask you before you, and this phenomenon is so probably so totally different to the experience of North American Jews. Your opinion is the executive secretary of the World Unions for Latin America. Why is this happening now?
Have you heard before, or long before, about the Messianics?
Yes.
They are growing. The Jews for Jesus, they are growing. And in Latin America, in Brazil, in the Northeast, we have this, I would say, threaten, because they say themselves they are Jews. But they have the choice to have Jesus, and they are all over. So they sometimes disguised, and they come to a Kabbalah Shabbat in our synagogue. We can't say, no, you can't, because we don't know they are this or that. They come and they put a talit, they wear a kippah, and they pray. So I think Judaism, it's or Israel, I don't know. It's on the path. I mean, it's on the screen, and I think people now want to be Jews, mm-hmm. even if they are not. They have no roots. I get a lot of people, a lot, say, "Hi, how can I be a Jew?"
Wow.
And this is part of my job. And I was the one who insisted in the program to say, we have to discuss this more with the other regions and people coming, because this is a big issue that I lead every day.
Well, Berta Zilberstein, thank you very, very much for giving us your time. This has been great. And if anyone who hears this wants to contact you, they can get a hold of you through the World Union for Progressive Judaism Latin America. And as Berta quickly reaches for her card, the Contatto emails, you can reach Berta for further information at Contatto, which is Contatto, at WUPJ-LatinAmerica.org or WUPJ-LatinAmerica.org. Berta Zilberstein, the Executive Secretary of the World Union for Progressive Judaism for the Latin American region. We thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Bom dia.
And that's muito obrigado.
Muito obrigado.
This is another issue. I have to learn. I have to speak Spanish, English, and Portuguese. Because I deal with this every day.
So if we have any colleagues or individuals who are fluent in Spanish and or Portuguese and want to get involved, let us know, and we can connect you with Berta. Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this program from JewishSacredAging.com. If you have comments or suggestions about these programs, please write to us at info@JewishSacredAging.com. We produce this program in the studios of Lubetkin Global Communications in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, on the web at lubetkin.net. For Rabbi Address and everyone at JewishSacredAging.com, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thank you for joining us, and take good care.